Hey everybody, this is Josh. Just popping in here real quick to let you know that this episode is a little different. It is a lore episode describing the background of a homebrew world that I'm creating for our new campaign, which starts this Saturday, August 15th. We're going to be having me DM for a little while David adjusts to life as a new dad, and we'll see what happens. If he's able to balance both parent responsibilities and planning for D&D sessions, then we'll have him pop back in as DM for the quarantine sessions or for our main campaign, which we left behind so long ago. And if not, then he'll pop in as a player and we'll fit him into the story and we'll see what happens. So anyway, here is the lore episode for our new season of Are We Dead Yet? Sinister secrets and dark truths. Mystical creatures and magical powers. Dark dungeons and enlightened paths. All lead us to ask that one question as time marches onward. Are we dead yet? Our game takes place in the world of Kivas, a planet created some 300,000 years ago by the great forces that govern the multiverse. A planet of lush forests, beautiful mountains, and unforgiving seas, Kivas is a world that many different creatures call home. The fortunes of empires have risen and fallen, clans have waged war with other clans over resources, and the same petty squabbles that seem to infect all sentient beings have taken root here. The world is divided into five continents, each with their own civilizations, peoples, and cultures. Arladel is a fantastical realm of endless forests, where each city and town governs their own affairs and works together to maintain the natural splendor of their vast forest continent. Arladel is a place where nature clerics, druids, rangers, and those that revere nature come to commune with the splendor of the natural world. Doria is known as both the Forbidden Continent and the Dead Continent. The land is a dry desert surrounding a great mountain in its center. Doria is the place of exile for those that violate the laws of civilization. Murderers, devil worshippers, and other malcontents are exiled here, presumably to a quick and sudden death. Few dare to come here for fun and adventure, and those that do come of their own free will are rarely seen again. Fimuth is a continent divided in half by a great mountain range. On the western side of the mountains lies the Kingdom of Ludol, a kingdom that is ruled by Her Royal Majesty, Queen Levina. Levina is renowned around the world for her mastery of magic and her knowledge of ancient lore. Her husband, the recently murdered King Ashton, relied heavily on her counsel when dealing with the other civilizations of Kivas. The eastern side of Fimuth is ruled by the Republic of Stormmoor, a nation devoted to the ideals of democracy. Lately, They have begun to hoard a larger share of the resources mined out of the mountains of Fimuth, causing tension between them, the Kingdom of Ludol, and the villages of people that live in the foothills around the mountains. Treecko is a vast, continent-spanning city. The city is divided into 73 districts, each ruled by a priest or priestess that sits on the Holy Council of Treecko. Laws are administered by this Holy Council and enforced by the Spiders, an investigative agency of warriors, mages, and others who ensure that the well-oiled machine of Treecko runs smoothly. Treecko is the heart of technological and magical research in the world, as most guilds have set up shop here, including the Artisans Guild and the Mages Guild. In Treecko, rather than worship a particular god, each district has one or more temples to a particular domain that the gods preside over. So rather than referring to a specific deity for the Domain of Light, they simply worship the Domain of Light. This has led to a level of religious tolerance and inclusion that has seldom been seen across the multiverse. Many towns and villages around the world still worship a particular deity, but the movement to worship a single domain has started to catch on in the other major population centers of the world. Eumoris is the newest continent on Kivas, meaning that, up until 50 years ago, no one knew of its existence. After a great shaking was felt in all parts of the world, and a bright flash lit up the sky, a huge landmass rose out of the water. When investigated by curious explorers and the governments of the world, they found strange, glass-domed cities, occupied by all manner of sea-dwelling humanoids and creatures. Lizard folk, Sahagin, Tritons, and Sea Elves all seem to be living in these domed cities. The cultures of Eumoris are suspicious of outsiders and have given very little away, but have begun negotiating trade and diplomatic talks with the people of the world. In this world, a new technology was discovered some 300 years ago. The technology to bind certain spells to objects in order to permanently increase the quality of life was discovered by the Mages Guild of Treecko. They called this magic binding. While most methods of binding are kept secret by the Mages Guild, most people understand the basics. A link, called a tether, is formed between a simple, mundane item and the weave, the energy that is harnessed when people cast spells. This tether allows the object to channel the spell that is linked to the item. This allows plates and cups to create food and water, pipes to push hot water through to homes and businesses, and all manner of simple necessities to be fulfilled thanks to the power of binding. Some spells, such as those that raise the dead, high-level magic, or those that typically require expensive components, have proven far too unstable to bind into objects, and the binding of these spells has been outlawed. Likewise, harmful magic, such as fireballs and charming spells, have also been banned from being bound to items. These bans are enforced by the Holy Council of Treecko and by treaties with the other governments of Kivas. Those that attempt to subvert these bans are sought out by the Mages Guild and dealt with harshly. Binding has helped lift entire populations out of poverty. Food and shelter are provided free of charge thanks to the efforts of the Mages Guild. Transportation methods have expanded beyond the simple horse and carriage, to include steam-powered trains and ships. Many of the daily hassles that most people experience in the multiverse are a thing of the past in Kivas, especially if one lives in the city of Treecko. Not all problems have been eliminated, but the simple difficulties have been overcome, and many celebrate such great improvements to the world. As our story begins, our adventurers will arrive for a festival in District 53 of Treecko. The festival celebrates the 300th anniversary of the discovery of binding. A time of merriment, joy, and wonder awaits these would-be adventurers, as they all have tickets to a most exciting performance tonight in the Colosseum. But a sinister secret lurking beneath the streets of Treco threatens to put all of that in jeopardy. Thank you for listening to our show. Find more content, including world maps, cast members, and other podcasts on our website, oneuppodcasts.com. If you like our show, leave us a review on iTunes. Intro and outro music by Salty Dog Company. Find them on SoundCloud by searching for Salty Dog Co. Background music by David Cole of the Four Orbs Podcast. Song titles, in order of appearance, are The Sorrow of Giants, Betrayal, and Beyond the Horizon. Search for D. Cole Music on YouTube for further interest. Thanks so much for listening.